Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Gazing into the face of God. That's the subject of our devotion today, as we read from Exodus chapter 34, verses 29 and 30. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. There's a famous work of art by Michelangelo in which Moses is pictured with horns on his head. Why is that? It's because the Hebrew word for shine is the same as the word for horn. And apparently the Bible which Michelangelo used had translated it as horn. While that's just a bit of interesting trivia, there's an important truth behind it. The word horn denotes power, majesty, authority. Now think about this scene. Moses' face is shining because he's been in the presence of God. What kind of power, what kind of authority would it take to be able to cause that to happen? Why, it would take amazing power, stupendous power. And God has that kind of power. Do you and I fully realize the amazing power of our God? Do we comprehend His majesty? Do we approach life in such a way to make it clear that we recognize God's power, God's majesty? The Israelites, when they gazed at Moses' face, were afraid. How much more would we fear if we were to gaze into the face of God Himself? At Jesus' transfiguration, Peter, James, and John got a taste of it as Jesus gave them a glimpse of His full glory. They were terrified. But thank God that Jesus walked back down that Mount of Transfiguration. He again veiled His glory, exchanging it for the amazing humility of going to the cross to win salvation for us. The amazing grace of God. That amazing grace of God is yours, for He won forgiveness for you. And so someday you and I will get to gaze into that face of God, and we will get to do so without fear. Will our faces shine too? We'll find out. Our prayer. Lord Jesus, forgive me for failing to appreciate Your full glory. Fill me with appreciation for Your saving love, that You are willing to lay aside Your glory to save me. Lead me to reflect Your glory in my life now, and to look forward to that day when You'll receive me into eternal glory. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.